Blog Talk Radio. Hi there, and welcome to the Science of Light Show. This is Randy Goldberg, broadcasting from Washington, D.C., nation's capital. And I want to welcome you tonight to show here on the 9th of June, where we just started a three-week Mercury retrograde, and some people freak out about Mercury retrogrades. They're no big deal. They happen three times a year, common occurrences, and it's just a time when you're meant to slow down and go inside and rewrite, review, reflect, all the reapply to retrogrades. And we have quite a few retrogrades going on right now. The whole first half of this year, one of the major themes is retrogrades, and currently, luckily Mars finished its retrograde, but we still have Neptune and Pluto and Saturn all retrograde, besides this Mercury retrograde, so four retrogrades at the moment. So that's a lot of retrogrades feel like driving a car backwards. There's frustrations and delays, and you got to learn to smell the roses and enjoy the process. And now is the time to have some deep reflection about what you want in your life and what you value, and a lot of the things that drove you and were guiding you in different things have shifted, you know, after we've been through the cardinal costs, two eclipses in April, steep changes that happened inside. It's mostly felt in the inner life, and things have been intense. A lot of people have been getting a lot of clients who have had friends and different people dying and getting sick, and there's just a lot of intensity. And May was all about relationships and defining what you want in your relationship and what works and figuring out the communication and boundaries and stuff. So now we're into June, and this is going to be a great summer. So relax, enjoy. And there is a tension there because the Mars did not like being retrograde. It doesn't like being in Libra, but finally Mars has gone direct, and as it goes direct, then we got this Mercury retrograde, and so it's going to blow up and get angry at these delays that different snafus sometimes happen with Mercury retrograde. So there is that tension, and there's another tension with Mars as going to be opposing Uranus this month, and they're going to start feeling that more next week, like around from the 16th on. It goes exact on the 25th, and it will start loosening up, not be as strong. But, yeah, that can trigger outbursts and things, that hot Mars energy being shaken up by Uranus bringing sudden, unexpected changes and things. And, I'm curious to hear from callers. I have been doing the show at a bit later time because I've been taking some classes at the Jung Society and different things. And anyway, I'm back at the 10 o'clock hour, and if get some people to tune in, if you want to type a question in the chat room or press one and get into the question queue, feel free to do that. And, there's been wonderful programs that have been going on. It's a wonderful... Jung.org is the website for the Washington Jungian Society, and Yeah, we had James Hollis was just in town giving a talk and a workshop that always inspiring, person of tremendous depth. And very prolific, has written 13 books. Seems like almost every year he writes another book. It's quite amazing. And his most recent one is Jungian material that's very similar to the family constellation work that that I'm involved with. And family constellation work looks at family systems and different things that get passed down. It's a form of ancestral healing and powerful stuff. And in Hollis's recent book is called Haunting, Dispelling the Ghosts That Run Our Life, and looking at different influences, untold stories and complexes and different ways we define ourselves and ways that we're connected to family and place. And yeah, really great stuff. And he was talking about the two demons that are there every morning of fear and lethargy, and how we all need to wake up and face the battle of achieving what we want in life. And he gave a great outline of material that's in the book of a course of introspection and figuring out in what ways you might be sabotaging yourself. And, you know, he talked about how we all have different woundings, and, you know, we tend to denigrate ourselves and not believe in ourselves and feel guilt and pain and regret. And it was a beautiful lecture, and he talked about how, you know, Atlantic City and Las Vegas have, like, I forget how many it is, you know, something like 5 to 7 people go to Mecca, so pilgrimage, and like 50 million people go to Las Vegas and Atlantic City. It's like the biggest pilgrimage happening in history because people are so hypnotized. The lure of money, and they think that that's what's going to make them happy. And he was talking about the richness of having your own unique life, and that's the payoff for doing the work and looking at your shadow, not just reflexively projecting. And he spoke on gave a lot of like examples of profound dreams and even mystical experiences people would have, dream figures or different things would come and talk to people. You know, there was an example of somebody whose great-grandparents had owned slaves or a plantation, and the figure came to the woman in her dream and said, you know, this is a debt that your family owes. And, you know, and she didn't even know about it, did all this research, and ended up starting a foundation. And, yeah, there's a lot of amazing experiences out there, and interesting stuff. see. And Hollis has written on, he's a Jungian scholar. He's written about the midlife crisis, men's journey, and that shadow material. Yeah, it's so many topics. Pretty amazing. Yeah, there's so much that came up for people during the month of April, and a lot of that people are going forward in a gentle way and integrating that material, and it's like we've had surgery, and you know, there's a feeling that we should be rushing out and, you know, implement these new understandings and plannings, but we have to be gentle with ourselves. This is like newly formed tissue, and we have to be careful not to rush in and rush out some things. Some of the other things that Hollis talked about, he mentioned there's one personality type, psychologically it's defined as a schizoid personality type. It's when somebody is there but not there. So many people live their life so conditioned by social norms and what they see on TV out of fear of standing out and wanting to belong, wanting to fit in. They end up developing a false self, and he gave the example of somebody's there but not there, and made me think of the cultural archetype of the zombie and how current that is, how many, what a grasp that has on the modern imagination. And yeah, that relates to that a lot. He talked about borderline personalities, how a person can easily get inflamed, can be 1 minute go from, you know, relatively normal and stable to completely enraged and acting out and lashing out. And so they push people away, and then they blame them, feeling isolated. And yeah, it's a very interesting pattern. Talked about other things, avoidance, disassociation, how even just avoiding conflict, you know, if you go through your whole life with a kind of pathological avoidance of conflict, you won't be able to assert your values, and it's like you won't be able to say no to anything, and you ultimately won't be able to be who you are. And so discernment of when it's important to stand up and fight for the things that are worth fighting for and let the other things slide. But yeah, that was an interesting bit of knowledge. So there's some people checking in, and I just want to see if anyone listening, feel free to press 1 if you have any questions or comments. And I've been wanting to see how people's experience was the last couple of months. We went through the Cardinal Cross, and we had the eclipses. And May was a lot of energies about relationships, and we still got a lot of retrogrades going on. We got Mercury retrograde happening. Start on the 7th, and it goes to the on the 1st, 2nd of July. And a lot of energy building up, and a certain amount of frustration when people want things to start moving forward, but it's still really the time to be doing a lot of reviewing and reflecting and working out what it is you really want to move forward with. And Neptune and Pluto are also retrogrades. And at another workshop this weekend. It was up the Woods Place Retreat in Rising Sun, Maryland, and that was people who do a psychological work that's called the New Identity Process or Bonding Psychology. And they were talking about the need to be clear in relationships, to getting communication, opening up those avenues of communication in relationships, ways of not getting reacted, and to stay in there and open up space for each person to have a chance to share what they're experiencing. In bonding psychology, it's quite controversial, especially to see the therapist will actually lay on top of the client who's laying down, who's in a kind of a cathartic mode, and part of their philosophy is that this is sort of like the child, baby, having a chance to be held, and often a person can really sink then into super deep emotions that they might not be able to without that, and it's unique, interesting stuff. And that was through people involved in primal cathartic work community up there, and people doing deep emotional work. And we're a society that is so up in our head. Jung made the point that, you know, in the East, they're trying to raise the kundalini, raise the energy up the chakras, but we already have our energy up in our head, and we actually need to bring it down into our heart and to get more connected to our instincts and the body. And it's a very interesting perspective, the kind of shifting the general movement and spirituality and everything has always been upward, and so shifting that direction is an interesting idea. Feel free to press 1 or type any question in or comment in the chat room if you happen to be listening. And let's see here. I think I'll go to a music break, and I'll give folks a chance to think about if they want to join in and share something or ask a question, anything like that. And let's.
Is this love? Is this love? Is this love? flooding to me in a dream. Is it love? Is it love? Filling all my life with meaning. I thought that you were far away from me, but tonight I feel no distance. I see you standing in the clear sky as I touch you to reach on high. Won't you let my heart stay still? A sweetness in the near distance. Words I thought to utter now lie still, and in my mind just thoughts of you. Is it love? Is it love? Is it flowing through me in a dream? Is this love? Is this love? Filling all my life with meaning. Your soft wind takes my heart by storm. I find the stillness at the center and pass through worlds I never dreamed of. I see you come and let the darkness die. I love to call you in the morning, a light that's forming in the clear sky. Touches my heart like a soft hand and takes my mind to reach on high. I love more than you can imagine. Will not hear the voice of reason. The joy is echoing around me, and all you've done I thought was smile. Is this love? Is this love? Is this love? Floating to me in dreams. Is this love?
Bye.
Hey there, welcome back. And again, if anyone has a comment, a question, wants to talk, feel free to press 1 to get into the talk queue, or you could type a comment in the chat room. And let's see here. More things that James Hollis was speaking the keynote address at the Swiss Embassy last Friday and Saturday. He was talking about the importance of showing up, and you know, this is kind of part of this concept of saying yes to life. Of there's so many ways that we self-sabotage and don't show up, and we know that when we show up, it's not going to go perfectly. It's not going to go necessarily like as it's planned. And we need to accept that our unique expression of where we are now is good enough. It's as good as we've got right now. We're doing our best right now. And doubt, fear, there's all these internal gremlins that haunts folks and stop them from just even showing up, because it's a famous quote of Woody Allen's that he sometimes is like, you know, that was just a question I was asked once, and I kind of gave that off the cuff, but it's because it's such an important thing. Just showing up is 90% of getting there, and because things tend to flow once you show up, and even though they might not be the result that, you know, the perfect result you would want in for, it's part of accepting life as it is another part of that, saying yes to it and being with it. And let's see, he talked about the, you know, that everything has its cost. There's a great Jungian concept of, you know, a life without eros can be dry, and a life without reflection, you know, the unexamined life can be meaningless, and how the eros, the passion in life, can give such force and intensity, but it's like a flame. There's a price to be paid, and there's a certain danger with that. Such a strong force, and you know, he was talking about how passio is a Latin word which comes from suffering, and it's out of the suffering of giving birth to a baby. There's suffering in creativity. It's funny, he was talking about, you know, so many people want to write a book, and there's a famous saying that writing is especially hard for writers, because writers actually sit down and struggle through putting words on paper and writing. And he was talking about being committed to whatever craft and passion that you have in life, and it was inspiring stuff. What else? Also about, you know, how we enter the unknown. There's a great saying of everybody's individual journey. They enter the forest in an unknown place, and then they arrive at an unknown destination. And that's why, you know, following totally prescribed, being addicted to an ideology and taking somebody else's answers and not digesting them. We talked a lot about the importance of questions. You know, the answers will always change at different stages of life, and just as everything changes in life. If you can get a good set of questions, that's much more valuable than seeking the perfect answers or being over-attached to the answers you have. I don't know if there's anything else there. So I think that's it for tonight. Doesn't seem anybody's getting in the answer question queue, but if you have a question or comments, feel free to press 1 or type something in the chat room. So I'll go out with some music, and feel free to just so play for a couple of minutes. So I'll just check at this before I completely log out. Maybe somebody will want to talk some. So feel free during this closing music. I can always come back if somebody wants to talk or has any question or anything. So see you next week, and enjoy your time. More music at innersong.com.